AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The head of Planned Parenthood defends her organization before a House committee. Jerry Boatlander with more.
Planned Parenthood President Cecile Richards told a House panel the videos that purport to show the organization selling fetal tissue for profit were designed to smear it. She said the videos were doctored and heavily edited, prompting this from Congressman Jim Jordan.
If this was entrapment, if this was all untrue, then why'd you apologize?
Richards' reply?
It was bad judgment to have a clinical discussion in a non-clinical setting.
Though Congressman John Duncan sees it another way.
Your apology is more because you got caught.
The videos have prompted Republicans to try to eliminate all federal funding for the organization. Jerry Boatlander, Capitol Hill.
The Georgia Board of Pardons and Paroles has, despite Pope Francis' appeal to spare her life, denied clemency for 47-year-old Kelly Gissendonner, convicted of plotting with her lover the 1997 slaying of her husband. Archbishop Wilton Gregory read from a letter sent by the Vatican's ambassador to the U.S. on to the parole board.
Every human being is endowed with an inalienable dignity, and society can only benefit from the rehabilitation of those convicted of crimes.
Gissendonner still has challenges pending before the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals and the Supreme Court. A man accused of kidnapping and torturing two women in suburban Portland, Oregon, back in jail after being on the run for nearly 25 years. Paul Jackson, arrested yesterday by Mexican immigration authorities at a hotel in downtown Guadalajara. U.S. Marshals Service says he is now in a jail in Los Angeles. Donald Trump ends his boycott of Fox News after 1 week. Republican presidential hopeful was scheduled to appear on the O'Reilly Factor this evening. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 25. This is AP Radio News. House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, already announced to replace his boss, tells his fellow Republicans he can bring them together, even as conservatives maneuver to pull the leadership to the right in the wake of Speaker John Boehner's sudden resignation. The next St. Patrick's Day parade in New York will include at least two lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender groups. Julie Walker tells us more.
For years, organizers said gay people were welcome to march, but that signs or buttons celebrating their sexual identities would detract from the parade's focus. That changed this year when Out at NBC became the first gay group to march in the parade's history. They were invited back next year along with a group called the Lavender and Gay Alliance. The parade's chairman says they've been working to teach young people the lessons of sacrifice, heroism, love, and tolerance embodied in the Irish spirit. Julie Walker, New York.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.